Republicans in Congress are considering changes to the Endangered Species Act, which Democrats and environmentalists say is misguided. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington on the effort.
The Endangered Species Act has been the law of the land for more than 40 years. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service website, the act is intended to highlight the aesthetic, ecological, educational, recreational, and scientific value to our nation and its people. But Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says it needs updating.
The Endangered Species Act was written, created, and adopted for all the right reasons, and there's just too much sand in the gears right now.
Barrasso says the act creates too many hoops and hurdles.
We know that for every 100 species that have been added to the list, only 3 have recovered enough to get off. So we need, when something goes on the list, that there is a recovery plan in place, and we know how to measure success. And then when you get there, it comes off the list.
Republicans on the House Natural Resources Committee have approved 5 bills to overhaul the Endangered Species Act. They range from forcing cost reviews to be a part of the listing process to capping the fees attorneys can charge for taking up the cases. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says the effort is important.
The point has to be to get them off the list. So I think we need to look at, how we can empower the states more, for example, how we can make sure that there's an assessment of economic cost of the listing, what we can do to help limit litigation.
Cheney also wants to stop mass listings, where numerous animals in a region are protected at once.
We need to prevent groups from being able to request listings of a mass of species all at once. I think we need to talk about one species at a time.
But Democrats say the GOP effort is too short-sighted. Here's New Mexico's Tom Udall.
The big discussion, if we're ever going to have a discussion, has to include all the issues. And I don't ever see that happening. I see them normally targeting something very, very narrow and wanting to change it.
Udall says he hasn't seen the proposals yet. But as the train passed by us in the basement of the Capitol, he explained that for him to get on board with the effort, he wants more protections for species, land, and regions.
Endangered species is about ecosystems and the health of ecosystems, and so you need to approach it in that way. So as soon as they're willing to sit down and really talk about how do we look at what's happened since the Endangered Species Act passed and how do we encourage and support healthy ecosystems, I'm happy to participate in the conversation.
Montana Democratic Senator John Tester hasn't seen the GOP bills either, but says he's open to changes.
Could it use modification? Sure. What those things are right now, I can't tell you off the top of my head, but we certainly take a look at it. But if the idea is to roll it back so that it doesn't, I just don't think that's a positive thing. Otherwise, it will become the endangered species.
But Senator Barrasso says the current iteration of the Endangered Species Act is hampering communities and stifling their economies.
We're now at a point where there are endangered species in 99% of the counties in the United States. So you have Republicans and Democrats who are looking at this and saying, gee, something is wrong here because of the impact of all of these new listings on jobs, on the economy, and on the people in their communities. So we say you need to modernize it and update it in a way that actually does the job of helping species recover.
While the effort to overhaul the Endangered Species Act has broad GOP support in the House, it's unclear if it can garner the 60 votes necessary to pass the Senate. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.